police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rape was just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here is the number. Take it down and call them. You're 100% anonymous. It's 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what are we doing today for Murder Monday?
This case has international kidnapping, cyber stalking, murder, and so much more. It is the story of David Matusiewicz, Christine Belford, and their three children. It starts in 2007 at a family court in Delaware. David and Christine have been divorced for about a year. David is a well-known and well-liked eye doctor, but behind the scenes, it was a domestic violence situation, leading to Christine wanting a divorce. One day, David asks Christine if he can take their three daughters to Disneyland in the brand new Winnebago RV that he just bought. They've got joint custody, so Christine agrees, and they load the kids up. The kids were actually living with David until Christine could find an apartment or living situation fit for the kids. During their marriage, Christine didn't work. She completely relied on David financially. And so after the divorce, she was kind of trying to rebuild her life independently. And so she hadn't had a job in a while and all that. So she was in the middle of doing that. So that's why he had them the majority of the time at that period. So Christine finally finds housing to accommodate all of the kids. And the next thing that happens is David's asking if, before they move back in with her, if he can take the kids to Disney World with his mom. Another important thing to know is that one of their daughters is significantly cognitively impaired also. So what Christine didn't know about the RV is that David had just defrauded the bank into giving him $250,000, which would ultimately make this entire thing a federal crime, but I won't get too ahead of myself. So a few days go by, and Christine Belford knows something isn't right. She hasn't heard from David. She does end up talking to her oldest daughter, who's about 6 at the time. She calls and says, "Mom, I don't think we're going to Disney. We haven't even gotten there yet." Well, Christine knows that from Delaware to Orlando, they should have already been there. And the middle girl that is with them is around 3 or 4 years old. And then their youngest is only 18 months old. So she's freaking out. She calls the police and the 911 operator says, "Well, David has custody, so there's nothing we can do. How do you even know that he's kidnapped them?" They didn't even care that one of the girls was severely developmentally disabled because he's a doctor. Christine wouldn't take no for an answer, though. And after the police tell her that they can't help, she decides to contact Beau Biden. At the time, he's attorney general. So she meets him at this event and she tells him her situation, and he actually takes down her number on a piece of paper. So he gets a hold of some people that he knows who call a detective, and this female detective says, "I'm on it." She goes out to David's house with another detective, and she has this guy boost her up to look in the window of this big fancy eye doctor's house. What she sees is that the entire house is completely empty. There's not even one personal item left behind. He fraudulently sold the house and got $250,000 by forging people's names to the bank. He buys this Winnebago and planned this abduction of his own kids as soon as he knew that his wife was ready to start keeping her kids again. Detectives finally trace David, his mom, and the girls to South America. Detectives would get leads, and they know that they're in South America, but they just could not find them. They know that David's doing all of this to punish his ex-wife, because remember I told you that like it was a domestic violence situation, so he would do this stuff to hurt her on purpose. Eventually, John Walsh from America's Most Wanted does an episode on David and the kids, and calls just start pouring in. They end up finding them in Nicaragua. David even tells the girls, or had told the girls, that their mom had killed herself while they were on the run. So he
How messed up is that?
Yeah, so he deliberately tortures Christine by taking her girls away, and then he mentally tortures the three girls by telling them that their mother isn't alive anymore.
And they wouldn't think anything about it, because if mom's gone, well, yeah. We're just with dad.
Yeah. And so grandma and dad had the girls assume new identities when they got there. They had started a whole new life, all in a plot to destroy Christine Belford. From the time Christine had first called the police to the kids being found, it had been 18 months. Police swoop in, take the kids, and dad and grandma are placed under arrest. The six-year-old girl had suffered the most through all of the emotional abuse because she was really the only one who understood that mom was supposedly dead and that now she's moving away and now her dad and grandma are going to prison and now she finds out that her mom is still alive. So the oldest girl is sitting on a plane with a detective on her way to Miami, and she tells the detective, she's like, this is the first time I've been on an airplane, which is just such a weird, bittersweet moment. And when the mom walks into the police station, the emotions were just indescribable. Here was this child seeing her mom for the first time in over a year who she thought was dead. I mean, it just gives you chills. But this is just the beginning of a bizarre, twisted tale of domestic violence, kidnapping, and coming up next, cyber stalking and mental torture. Murder Monday continues after this song on The Joe and Alex Show.
All right, we are continuing Murder Monday, and the photos are now up for you to see on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Tell us, Alex,
everyone,
more about this.
Everyone in the case is in these photos. You can see mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, the girls. You need to look at these photos and tell me what part of this case is the craziest to you, at Joe and Alex Show. So we're talking about the case of eye doctor David Matusiewicz, who, amid a custody disagreement with his ex-wife, took their three daughters to South America with his mother for 18 months. They find them and arrest dad and grandma. Dad's in jail. Grandma's being held in Miami before being taken to Delaware. And grandma's husband calls the lead detective on the case. He lives in Texas, which is actually where the grandma lives too. She had driven to Delaware to take the Winnebago with her son and the girls to South America. David is about to be prosecuted by the feds because of the bank fraud situation, and grandma's going to be prosecuted for her help in the kidnapping charges. The detective gets a call from grandma's husband, and he says, I want you to sign the papers to release my wife from jail. My lawyer says that you won't be charging my wife. The detective is like, your lawyer is mistaken. We will be seeking a prison sentence. The guy goes off on the detective saying, my wife is sitting in the Dade County Jail. Do you know who sits in the Dade County, County Jail? And the detective is like, well, yeah, other criminals. And this guy goes ballistic, calling her every name in the book, and hangs up. So you know there, that's a little forewarning there. He's a psychopath too. Grandma ends up getting prosecuted, and everyone is worried that she won't even go to jail because she's just this little grandma.
Help me, I'm an old lady.
And she starts telling a story in court about how Christine Belford, the kid's mom, was abusing her grandchildren, and so she had to help her son steal them to save them. But really, grandma was the mastermind behind everything. And something else that people found out in the middle of this case was that grandma was also very abusive to David and stuff growing up. And there was some real weird stuff going on in there in his childhood, clearly, the way he turned out. So Christine Belford, you know, has her name being dragged through the mud with David and his parents all saying that she's abusing the kids. But really, grandma's the mastermind. She pleads guilty, but only because she truly thinks that she's going to walk. She ends up getting 18 months, the exact same amount of time those girls were kept from their mother, which is truly poetic justice, at least in the moment. Dad gets 48 months for kidnapping and interference with custody. Christine Belford gets a no-contact order for David while he's in jail, but starts getting harassed so much by his parents, the grandma and grandpa that we've been talking about, that she ends up seeking a complete termination of parental rights for him, which is done very, very rarely, even when a parent is in jail. The judge ends up writing a 40-page report on why Dad and his parents were so dangerous to Christine and her kids, and how a no-contact order just was not going to be enough to contain them, and that Dad's parental rights had to be terminated. And in order for parental rights to be terminated, you have to prove that a felony has been committed and that it's in the best interest of the child. So mom wins that case. Obviously, dad had already been charged with the felony and that, you know, it would be in the best interest of the child. So the minute dad walks into jail, though, a campaign of hate and terror starts towards Christine. A crazy cyber stalking situation from David's family and their family friends starts because David's family is just perpetuating this rumor that Christine was really abusing her kids the entire time and that dad and grandma were just trying to save them or whatever. So dad finally gets out of jail, and dad gives a petition, wants to file a petition to lower his child support. So once your parental rights are terminated, you don't have to keep paying child support. But before that, he had already owed Christine about $60,000. So he did have to pay that, and he didn't want to pay it. So he's on federal probation, and he goes to Delaware from Texas for this hearing. Dad is upstairs, and the grandma and grandpa enter the courthouse downstairs in the lobby. Christine enters the courthouse, and grandpa steps up behind her and shoots her to death.
What? Oh my God.
3 bullets to the heart. The last bullet went through her hand to her heart because she had lifted her hand up to guard her heart. Christine's friend, who had come with her to support her, is also shot to death. She starts running, and Grandpa shoots her as she's trying to run from him. He shoots at police officers, and I mean, it's 8:20 a.m., and court is full of people. Families, civilians, people are going to family court. It's a packed courthouse. Grandpa runs through the door trying to get out. It's a revolving door. He shoots another woman on the way out. The courthouse is riddled with bullets, and he gets stuck in that revolving door, can't get out, ends up killing himself in the revolving door. Grandpa's name is Tom Matusiewicz, and David Matusiewicz is upstairs trying to take a back stairwell to escape while all this is going on. No doubt, he knew what the plans were for this entire day. Beau Biden, the attorney general at the time, he wrote the Violence Against Women's Act, and there was a provision that he had written in the act that said if cyber stalking results in someone's death, you will sit the rest of your life in prison. There were 20 unindicted co-conspirators. So all these people were bullying Christine online and sending her horrible hate, calling her on the phone, sending her mail, showing up to her house and bullying her and harassing her and all this stuff. There were 20 people involved, people in New Jersey, Texas, Florida, Delaware, Panama, Maryland, and more. They left no stone unturned, and they built an amazing cyber stalking case. David had, when he was in prison, started the whole thing. He said, we need to take care of this bitch. I should have taken care of it the first time, which kind of got the ball rolling in this entire cyber stalking case.
How insane. Like, I was paying attention to Murder Monday, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So then he gets prosecuted again, this time as a result of this Violence Against Women Act. David, his mom, and his sister all get life in prison. The grandma passes away about 6 months later in prison. But then, you know, you have 3 little girls with no mom, no dad, no family. But here's kind of the happy ending. The girls were adopted by an amazing mom and dad, and the mom says all the time, I know someone died so that I could be a mother. They cherish these little girls, and they went through such a hard time with them because these girls were already told once that their mom was dead when she wasn't. So their child psychologist had said the second time when the mom actually died that the detective had to take these girls in person to see their mother's body and say goodbye so that it would be final for them and do less damage, because they had already been told once their mom was dead and she wasn't. They weren't going to believe that she was really dead the second time.
I can't imagine.
But now today, the love and commitment of their adoptive parents have completely helped save these kids' lives. The oldest girl ended up having to testify against her father, and she looked at the jury in the case and said, my mother loved us. She never hurt us. There are pictures of David Matusiewicz, his mother, the grandpa, and Christine and the girls on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what you thought was the craziest part.